It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Police in Hingham, Massachusetts, outside Boston, are working to try to find out why a man drove a large SUV reportedly at high speed through an Apple store, stopping only when he hit the back wall. More from WBZ-TV reporter Paul Burton.
I'm devastated for those people that are so injured and to that one poor soul that's no longer here.
Kathleen Liam Bruno is heartbroken and, like so many, trying to process the horrific tragedy at the Apple store in Hingham. Her brother manages the store and was inside when the SUV came barreling in, killing one and injuring 16 others.
The 22-year-old suspect in the killing of five people at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs, Colorado over the weekend is still in the hospital facing murder and hate crime charges. CBS's Janet Shamlian spoke to a club bartender.
For now, Club Q is closed indefinitely. When and if it reopens, Michael Anderson says for him, the memories will simply be too much.
Could you walk back in there again? Will you?
I don't know. I don't know what the future of the club holds, but I know I will not work there anymore.
The nation's largest railroad union has rejected a contract. More from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
As of now, the rank and file of four rail unions have rejected the deal praised by President Biden. The issue isn't pay as much as sick time and other quality of life issues. Congress could be called upon to impose terms on the unions if a new agreement isn't struck in the next few weeks.
Two high-profile reality TV stars may soon be headed to prison, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Todd and Julie Chrisley were known for showing off their luxurious lives on their reality TV show, Chrisley Knows Best.
Julie and I came from very humble beginnings.
Now he's been sentenced to 12 years in prison, his wife, 7. It's for bank fraud and tax evasion after federal authorities say they took out $30 million in fraudulent bank loans to fund their lavish lifestyle.
A liquor company wants the Supreme Court to weigh in on a dispute about a parody of its whiskey bottle. CBS's Wendy Gillette gives it to us straight up.
Jack Daniel's is not the only company that wants the Supreme Court to take up the case. Campbell Soup, Levi Strauss, and Patagonia are among those also urging the justices to weigh in. The maker of the squeaking toy says Jack Daniel's just can't take a joke.
Officials in Ukraine are moving people out of liberated areas in two southern regions, fearing that infrastructure damage is too severe for people to be able to endure the winter without power, heat, and water. The World Health Organization is warning that millions of Ukrainians are facing a life-threatening winter. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at Black Friday prices. Right now, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199 with the Staples Connect app. Plus, save up to $330 off HP, Lenovo, and Asus laptops. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offers end 11/26. Limit one on AirPods. AirPods sale price $229 without app offer. In-store only.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, Great Lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages, discovery runs deep.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The body found in a Portage County ditch on November 12th has been identified as Safandre Lindsay, age 41, of the Chicago area. The body was located along a portion of 110th Street North, south of Washington Avenue in the town of Grant. The circumstances around Safandre's death are still being investigated, and the cause of death has not yet been determined pending results of the autopsy, which was performed by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Department of Pathology. The DNR is reminding hunters to clean gear and equipment after hunting to keep the spread of invasive species from moving into other parts of the state. This includes cleaning ATVs and UTVs, as well as boots, outer equipment, and anything else that went into the woods while hunting. The Packers are off until Sunday night when they take on the Eagles on the road at 7:20 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 13 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, highs level off around 36. Lows level off around 18. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 38. 42 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There's no question about it.
So I'll tell you what. You know, hopefully this winter we don't have to see those days that Buffalo's is seeing right now. But well, knock on wood, you never know what's going to happen. But what I can tell you is that as goes Wisconsin, we'll continue to be out here in front, having fun, entertaining, educating, and teaching us all kinds of wonderful things. And I can't wait for Kristen to get back and bring back some new energy, some re-energized, some reinvigorated, sun-kissed thoughts and ideas with how she's able to disconnect and come back to the real world.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Philip. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you. And we're headed out. You're listening to Ask Us Wisconsin in Waukesha, Wausau, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, and Madison. Have a great Monday.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So I'll tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no kid rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever! And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. My little buddy Dominic in the Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Studios. Dominic, I am on the road again, man. I am in beautiful Lake Eyre country. I'm in Amory, Wisconsin. Today, I'll tell you why in just a little bit.
Crudy, the road again. Good to be with you. Happy Monday. Evan on the board. Calvin here in the Waukesha Studios, our fair audience. Happy Monday. Here we go again.
Dominic, I wanted to mention, I hope you're hearing me, buddy. I wanted to mention, we will check in with the vigil in Waukesha today. Today, the one-year anniversary, November 21st of 2021, was the tragic day. Darrell Brooks rampaged through the parade, injured 61, killed 6. And at 4:39 Central Time today, it will mark the one-year anniversary to the minute. We've got Don Brown live in Waukesha. I know you're in Waukesha as well, Dom. So Don will be on the site. Don said they're expecting thousands for this vigil, Don.
Yeah.
So Don will check in about 4:30 today, and we will, you know, bring you up to speed. Obviously, Darrell Brooks recently sentenced, several hundred years in prison, Dom. But today is that day. And I will point out perhaps a better day to look forward to coming up on December 4th when they'll have this year's Waukesha Christmas Parade. We will broadcast it live. Our studios are on the Waukesha Parade Ground Route 217 Wisconsin Avenue. That will be Sunday, December 4th. And you may want to tune in. That will be a very special broadcast across the Civic Media Network, certainly on WAUK 540 AM. But today, Dom, today I want to talk about a couple of things. Obviously, we've got a mass shooting in Colorado. And you know, Dom, I don't want to talk about that much.
Yeah, because I know.
Seemingly, there's never any progress made. And we'll get there. We'll get there. And we're also going to have our good friend Scott Ross in the Happier Happy Hour today after 5 o'clock. So we'll look forward to Scott. And we'll get to the... Trump Twitter, right? Trump's back on Twitter, Dom.
Oh no, is he really? I haven't actually, once I heard that, I haven't used Twitter a whole lot since then. I know some people are getting off the platform. Yes, we'll have that conversation as well.
Well, some of us never really adopted the Twitter platform. Some, meaning me. You've been tweeting out for the crew for some time, Dom, but most of the harshest of all the Devil's Advocates tweets, they all at Devil Radio, come from Dom.
Welcome.
Dominic, wanted to start today looking at the great state of Wisconsin. There's a reason I'm up here in the hinterland in the northwestern part of Wisconsin. I'm based.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Berkey Biner cross-country skiing race, and they told me it's a lot more than that. It is a thriving little community, Dom. But I want to start today, and hopefully you got this one, 6 questions the November 8th midterm elections answered about Wisconsin politics. Craig Gilbert, special to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Like every election, the 2022 midterm taught us some things about the political landscape. It taught us the polls can still be pretty good. It taught us when voters are broadly unhappy, they don't always take it out on the party in power. And it taught us that the partisan realignment behind Donald Trump's historic 16 victory is still ongoing. But in the big statewide elections, the voting trends that helped carry Trump to victory here 6 years ago may now be hurting Republicans in Wisconsin more than helping them. In a column last month, Gilbert talked, you know, some political questions. He wants to revisit some of them now, Dom. Here are some of the questions. I'm going to need your help.
I got you, man.
Is the right track, wrong track a good election barometer? The answer, not so much. You hear me reference this one all the time, Dom. Right track, wrong track. If the Packers lose too many games, it could be decimating for an incumbent because the people in the state of Wisconsin would have the perception we're on the wrong freaking track. But Gilbert says, right track, wrong track, not so much. This is not just a nerdy polling question. It gets at something essential about this election and how it was that an unpopular president, persistent inflation, and a very unhappy electorate didn't produce big losses for the party in power. Only a third of Wisconsin voters thought the state was going in the right track, according to the last Marquette University Law School polls. Only 42% approved of President Joe Biden's performance in office. And despite these headwinds, Democratic Governor Tony Evers got reelected with 51% of the vote and won a bigger victory than he did in 18 when he had the benefit of running with an unpopular Republican Trump in the White House. In the Senate race, Democrat Mandela Barnes came closer to defeating GOP incumbent Ron Johnson than expected. You know, Dom, I hate when we reference moral victories. And when you consider how midterms are supposed to work, this is kind of backwards. History suggests that Democrats would take a bath here and nationally. Why didn't they? One explanation embraced by many strategists on both sides is that the Supreme Court's abortion decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the flaws and fringe quality of some very, let's call them Trumpy GOP candidates, Dom, and Trump's capacity to mobilize Democrats and alienate independents all leveled the playing field in this midterm. In the presidential exit poll, as many voters, 30%, cited opposition to the former President Trump as a factor in their vote as cited opposition to the current President Biden. That is not a normal phenomenon. So 30% said they were voting against Trump,
and about 30%
said they're voting against the current president. A little bit more here, Dom. While Biden's approval has been mired in the low 40s, his job ratings turned out to be a deceptive election barometer. Pollster and political scientist Ken Goldstein flagged an unusual polling trend weeks before the election that voters who disapproved of Biden included many were only mildly negative towards the president. Damn, that's like you half the time. And many of those voters were Democrats or independents who still planned to support Democratic candidates for Congress or governor. In national exit polls, these somewhat Biden disapprovers broke very slightly for Democrats, accounting for the gap between Biden's approval and how this party performed in many statewide elections. In a similar way, the right track, wrong track number turned out to be a poor election barometer, and therefore I'll only use it most of the time.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, Michael.
But why don't we jump forward, Dom? Because, you know,
I'll jump on here, Crudy. Another one. Bill Glaub reporting in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Six questions the November midterm answered about Wisconsin politics. Here is number two, according to Bill. Will Wisconsin voters vote the same way for governor and senator? Well, obviously the answer is no, but Bill writes it is a close call. The decline of ticket splitting has increased the odds against split outcomes at the top of the ticket. That's when voters back one party for the U.S. Senate and another party for president or governor. It hasn't happened in Wisconsin since 1998. In that election, more than 20% of voters split their tickets for governor and Senate, according to the exit polls. In this election, fewer than 5% did. But it doesn't take much ticket splitting to get a split outcome if both elections are close, and that's exactly what happened. These elections were historically tight. Evers' 3.4-point victory was the second closest race for governor of Wisconsin since 1964. Johnson's 1-point victory was the closest race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin since 1914. the first year that senators were elected by popular vote. There was only a four-point gap in the margin of victory in these two races. The vast majority of voters backed the same party in both contests. According to the Wisconsin exit poll, only 1% of those who voted Democratic for U.S. Senate voted Republican for governor, meaning there were almost no Barnes-Michaels voters. And just 7% of those who voted Republican for Senate voted Democratic for governor, meaning there was a small group of Johnson-Evers ticket splitters. Ticket splitting didn't roar back, but there were enough ticket splitters to prevent the same party from winning both races. And Curry, I'll jump on one more here. How will the political map change? The answer, the Trump realignment continued. Beginning in 2016, Wisconsin's smaller and more rural counties have gotten redder, and its bigger metropolitan counties have gotten bluer, reflecting a widening education gap, widening gap between religious and secular voters, and a chasm between more densely populated places and less densely populated places. The trends did not abate in 2022. Of the 15 counties, this is interesting, of the 15 counties that produced the most votes, 12 of them moved in a Democratic direction from the 2018 race for governor to the 2022 race for governor. Of the 40 counties that produced the fewest votes, 37 of them moved in a Republican direction, but the effects were not symmetrical. The vote shift in the 40 smaller counties produced a net Republican gain of about 17,000 votes over 2018. The vote shift in the 15 biggest counties produced a far larger net Democratic gain of about 87,000 votes. Most of this came from just three counties, the state's largest, Milwaukee and Dane, which got bluer, and Waukesha, which got less red. You're welcome. The growing gap between metropolitan and rural Wisconsin helped Trump win Wisconsin in 2016, but the rural shift was so dramatic in that particular election. But the same fundamental divide helped defeat Trump in 2020 and helped Democrats win the Wisconsin governor's race in 2018 and 22 because of the GOP's unchecked erosion in suburban Milwaukee and suburban Madison. Johnson survived this pattern in 2022, but his Senate victory margin was much smaller in 22 than it was in 10 or 16. And that change was driven by what happened in the state's biggest red and blue counties.
Dominic Crudy on the road again. I'm in beautiful Lake Eyre country, Amory, Wisconsin, playing out here on 1260 AM. Took her all the way up to Sawyer County and Hayward, Wisconsin, another small but thriving community in northern Wisconsin. And you know what, Dom? This area up here, very, very red. But it ain't going to be as red for much longer because we are putting inroads here, man. We are making impact in these communities. I'll tell you about a few of the people I've met up here, Dom. And I can tell you, not a single person that I've asked or spoken to through the course of the last 2-3 days, not a single one asked me about my politics. But the one guy, when I pointed out that I was, you know, left of center, if you will, he was very, very excited. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you are finding us for the first time, be very, very excited. Some say, greatest show ever. Come back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum, tum, tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists in their own words.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The names of the individuals involved in a fatal vehicle accident on Friday, November 18th, in the village of Amherst Junction have been released. 58-year-old passenger Miguel Angel Hernandez Valdivia from Appleton died as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. The driver of the vehicle has been identified as Axel Cruz Zelaya, age 30, from Appleton. Cruz Zelaya was arrested for operating the vehicle without a valid driver's license, causing death. The three other uninjured passengers were 29-year-old Jorge Isaac, 47-year-old Luis Lopez, and 36-year-old Orlando Zelon, all from Appleton. The incident remains under investigation at this time to determine the cause and circumstances of the crash. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska on Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 13 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. Lows level off around 18. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 38. 42 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
But it is my job, I feel like, Dom, is we're up here and we're trying to build out radio facilities. This station here had been literally off the air. This community felt abandoned for lack of a radio station. If it weren't for my partner and his financial commitment to putting the right tech in, to putting, you know, the right big transmitters, they're expensive machines. But when this thing comes out the other end, this community can be proud that it's represented. And as he told me, as different people told me, the Chamber of Commerce told me, you know, there are certain communities that have more.
$2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy on the road again up here in Polk County, Amory, Wisconsin, Lake Eyre Country. Getting on the road in the morning, Dom. I'll be back in the Madison studios when Judge Chris Taylor, one of our favorites, joins me in studio. She is running for the appellate court. And Dom, right now, we are going to go live to our colleague, Don Brown. You're in Waukesha, WAUK 540 AM, the Shaw 101.1 FM. And Don Brown is one of our fine hosts, the host of This Week in Waukesha, and also the play-by-play host of many of the sports events that originate from Waukesha. And Don, you were at the site of the Christmas parade vigil in Waukesha. Don, what's going on, man?
That's correct, Mike. I'm here at Cutler Park. We got a really nice turnout. Many of the victims and their families are here. To spend some quality time with the Teagues family. He's going to be on the show this Saturday. On the Cutler Park stage, the Les Paul Performance Center stage, we've got Police Chief Daniel Thompson, Mayor Sean Riley, who's expected to make the opening comments, Fire Chief Steve Howard, Governor Tony Evers here, and Father Pat Hoppe of the Waukesha Catholic Faith Community, who was also one of the victims from the parade last year. So it's great to see such a strong turnout. The city buildings were all closed at 4 o'clock today so that the employees could take time to reflect and also participate in the vigil. So we had a few minutes. The mayor will be starting at 4:39, which is the exact time the events took place, the tragic events of last year. So again, it's a great great example of Waukesha Strong is what we see here today, Mike.
Yeah. And Don, let's talk about this Christmas parade tradition. I mean, until it was struck with tragedy last year, this was a great community event. Something that I suspect Waukesha looked forward to every year. It was about a year ago at this time that I partnered, and I was in a transaction to purchase a station in Waukesha, and this tragedy happened. And we made a commitment to being part of Waukesha. Our studios, where Dom's broadcasting from right now, is on the Waukesha Parade Ground. That's going to come on December 4th this year, but this marks the one-year anniversary. Tell us more about sort of how the community's doing at this stage, Don, 1 year later.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I think it's timely that the trial finally ended when it did last week, so we can put that all behind us. Just a lot of optimism, a lot of support. Again, I'm standing next to the Teagues family. They're getting a lot of hugs and handshakes and embraces from different members of the community. You're right about the parade. This will be the 59th annual parade that's coming up on December 4th. And it's right out of that parade, if you remember the movie The Christmas Story. It's, you know, a lot of joy. You know, it's always freezing cold, but that doesn't hold anybody back. Kids of all ages, 1 to 99, celebrating together. It really is a great tradition. What's different about this coming year, Mike, is that normally it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving, you know, to kind of ring in the holiday shopping season. And the city decided to push that back a week to the 4th. So for the first time, perhaps ever, it's going to be the first Sunday in December as opposed to that Sunday before Thanksgiving. And I think perhaps because it is a little too close to the anniversary date might be one of the reasons. The other reasons may be for just support and planning for the city. And, you know, they do a good job in these types of things. So we're looking forward to a great parade and you know, really excited that Walk Radio will be covering it. And, you know, that, again, we're going to continue being Waukesha Strong and that the victims, you know, they remain in our hearts as witnessed by tonight's turnout. And really every day, you know, the handing out the blue light bulbs. But the blue light bulbs, honestly, have been on all year round. So it's just great to see, you know, this community remaining strong and continuing strong into the future.
Don, of course, a terrible tragedy for everyone involved, and no sense of justice can, you know, really bring anybody back, and it's very difficult to, for all the family members and friends and ever the community to deal with. Don, but is it your sense that people, do they feel like justice has been served in this case?
Yeah, I think so. When you look at the amount of years, again, I'm standing next to the Teagues family, and Don had posted on social media that you know, he was pleased to see that the assailant got 17 and a half years for what he did to his son. And, you know, with all the tragedy, especially that young Jackson Sparks, there's also been miracles and redemption hope. You know, Eric Teagues was 5 feet away. You know, he wasn't supposed to survive that attack. This young man was run over. And I'm talking right now, he's deciding which of the three schools he's going to be playing baseball for.
Amazing.
Next year. You know, yeah. And just great kid, great family. His father's a lieutenant in the Caledonia Fire Department. And, you know, good friend of my son's. They play baseball together. And you talk about so hard to keep a good man down. And, you know, Eric Teagues and his family are a shining example. They're going to be on my show this Saturday, too. So, Walk Radio, Civic Media will get to know the Teague family much better on the Saturday morning show. So,
and Don, we're turning the clock here on 4:39. Don, I suspect the ceremony is going to begin.
Yeah, I see Mayor Riley starting to move around. He's pointing at some different people, looking for some support. Looks like he's heading towards the podium. Yep, here Mayor Sean Riley's about to speak. So, yeah, this.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
So he's reading the names of the six who were killed. He's mentioned the 70 others being, you know, physically injured, and the hundreds more that have suffered trauma, emotional stress. So now he's asking for the moment of silence. And the mayor's ended the silence, saying, "We'll never forget."
Folks, you are listening to a very special vigil in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Mayor Sean Riley speaking, acknowledging the tragedy of this event that happened in Waukesha. Don't know if you can hear me, Don. It's not translating great for our radio audience, but we certainly appreciate you being there live on the scene for us, Don. Obviously, we know that this... 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Tune in This Week in Waukesha, hosted by Don Brown and the Teagues family. This week in particular will be a very special show. And then next Sunday, WAUK Radio will broadcast live from the new version of the Waukesha Christmas Parade. Hopefully a new, happier version, Don. But the vigil goes on in Waukesha. Don, we appreciate you taking us there today.
Likewise. Thanks, Mike, and thanks for keeping Waukesha in your hearts, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Yeesh. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Obviously, Waukesha has become part of our family, Dom. We had WRD there for about 4 or 5 years, and our office was in Milwaukee, and our facility was in Waukesha. But now we're all committed. We're all in. We are on the Waukesha Parade route on Wisconsin Avenue, and on Sunday, December 4th, which will be my son's 19th birthday, I'll probably spend my afternoon in Waukesha acknowledging the people in that town, Dom, and the parade, and hopefully a more optimistic Christmas parade going forward, but certainly a somber Christmas parade as well. How could it not be?
Yeah, just really heart goes out to everybody, the families and of the victims. And, you know, you kind of cry for humanity in some respects, too, man. You know, we see continual tragedy go on this time here in Waukesha at the parade. We've talked about the numerous shootings out there and the failure of society in some regards. You know, if we look at what could have maybe have been done with this guy and his low bail, would anything have changed, or some of these other shootings, if the red flag law and if this and if that, if they didn't get a weapon, would things have changed? And, you know, we can't go back and undo any of that, but it's certainly, you know, we have to ponder those questions and hopefully use wisdom to guide our future decisions, knowing what we're capable of doing to ourselves. I mean, humanity is certainly a flawed species, capable of so much good and so much tragedy.
Well, Dom, as we did a live listening, again, thank you to Don Brown, former Waukesha Alder, current host of This Week in Waukesha, and a lot of the Waukesha sports content originating out of WAUK. But as we tune in for that anniversary of the carnage from a year ago, Dom, as I observe CNN, there is currently a live news conference going on. Obviously, over the course of last weekend, there was a deadly nightclub shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. My understanding, at least 5 dead, 20-plus injured. And it was actually the patrons of the nightclub that disarmed the shooter, ultimately, Dom. But this, you know, I've told you, and you know this going in today, I don't know how to have this conversation any longer, because thoughts and prayers are just so unfulfilling. There's nothing we can argue about with another mass shooting, another tragedy that ever seems to move the Republican electorate. They're okay. It's like they're willing to accept carnage in exchange for some sort of Second Amendment freedom unrestrained. And it's just too hard for me to have these conversations at this late hour sometimes, Tom. And I realize we do talk shows, so we got to talk.
I know, man.
But I don't know what I can possibly say, what this press conference can possibly shed light on, other than the fact that some people in this world are motivated by hate. And Darrell Brooks, you could claim this is some person that was out there motivated, you know, just by, let's call it mental psychosis, some sort of overwhelming emotion, fleeing from the police, something of that sort. But if I understand the story as it's being reported out of Colorado Springs, Tom, that sprang entirely from hate. That crime springs from bigotry and hatred. And I'm not saying, you know, if someone's dead, they're dead. The tragedy is just as strong. The grief is just as felt. But when someone targets another group out of pure hatred, Dom, that seemingly takes these crimes to a whole different level. Someone asked, why didn't Darrell Brooks get a hate crime multiplier? Because it wasn't the motivation, seemingly. But this newest crime out in Colorado Springs, don't be surprised if a hate crime multiplier isn't in effect. That's exactly what we're talking about when we discuss hate crimes.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're taking a quick break. Coming back with your calls, 844-967-2789.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 19 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 24. Mainly clear skies Wednesday with a high of 46. 48, chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.